Reading from Startide Rising by David Brin, Chapter 6, Galactics. The first phase of the fight was a free-for-all. A score of warring factions scratched and probed at each other, exploring for weaknesses. Already, a number of wrecks drifted in orbit, torn and twisted and ominously luminous. Glowing clouds of plasma spread along the path of battle, and jagged metal fragments sparkled as they tumbled. In her flagship, a leathery queen looked upon view screens that showed her the battlefield. She lay on a broad, soft cushion and stroked the brown scales of her belly in contemplation. The displays that rimmed Kratz's settee showed many dangers. One panel was an overlay of curling lines indicating zones of anomalous probability. Others pointed out where the slough from psychic weapons was still dangerous. Clusters of lights were the other fleets, now regrouping as the first phase drew to a close. Fighting still raged on the fringes. Krat lounged on a cushion of vlature skin. She shifted her weight to ease the pressure in her third abdomen. Battle hormones always accelerated the quickening within her. It was an inconvenience which in ancient days had forced her female ancestors to stay in the nest, leaving to stupid males the fighting. No longer, though. A small bird-like creature approached her side. Krat took a ling plum from the tray it offered. She bit it and savored the juices that ran over her tongue and down her whiskers. The little Forsky put down the tray and began to sing a crooning ballad about the joys of battle. The avian Forsky had been uplifted to full sapiency, of course. It would have been against the code of uplift to do less with a client race, but while they could talk and even fly spacecraft in a pinch, independent ambition had been bred out of them. They were too useful as domestics and entertainers to be fated anything but specialization. Adaptability might interfere with their graceful and intelligent performance of those functions. One of her smaller screens suddenly went dark. A destroyer in the Soro rearguard had been destroyed. Krat hardly noticed. The consolidation had been inexpensive so far. The command room was divided into pie sections. From the center, Krat could look into every baffled unit from her couch of command. Her crew bustled about, each a member of a Soro client race, each hurrying to do her will in its own subspecialty. From the sectors for navigation, combat, and detection, there was a quieting of the hectic battle pace at last. In planning, though, she saw increased activity as the staff evaluated developments, including the new alliance between the Abdicator and Transcendor forces. A Paha sub-officer poked its head out of detection sector. Under hooded eyes, Krat watched it dash to a food station, snatch a steaming mug of amakla, and hurry back to its post. The Paha race had been allowed more racial diversity than the Forsky to enhance their value as ritual warriors. It left them less tractable than suited her, but it was a price one paid for good fighters. Krat decided to ignore the incident. She listened to the little Forsky sing of the coming victory, of the glory that would be Krat's when she captured the Earthlings and finally squeezed their secrets out of them. Klaxon shrieked. The Forsky leapt into the air in alarm and fled to its cubbyhole. Suddenly, there were running Paha everywhere. "Tandu Raider!" the tactical officer shouted. "Ships 2 through 12, it has appeared in your midst! Take evasive maneuvers, quickly!" The flagship bucked as it too went into a wild turn to avoid a spread of missiles. Krat's screen showed a pulsing danger blue dot. The daring Tandu cruiser that had popped into being within her fleet, which was even now pouring fire into the Soro ships. Curse their damnable probability drives! Krat knew that nobody else could move about as quickly as the Tandu, because no other species was willing to take such chances. Krat's mating claw throbbed in irritation. Her Soro ships were so busy avoiding missiles, nobody was firing back. "Fools!" Krat hissed into her communicator. "Ships 6 and 10, hold your ground and concentrate your fire on the obscenity!" Then before her words reached her sub-captains, before any Soro even fired back, the terrible Tandu ship began to dissolve on its own. One moment it was there, ferocious and deadly, ranging in on a numerous but helpless foe. The next instant, the spindly destroyer was surrounded by a coruscating, discolored halo of sparks. Its shield folded, and the cruiser fell into itself like a collapsing tower of sticks. With a brilliant flash, the Tandu vanished, leaving a cloud of ugly vapor behind. Through her own ship's shields, Krat could feel an awful psychic roar. "We were lucky," Krat realized, as the sigh noise slowly faded. It was not without reason that other races avoided the Tandu's methods, but if that ship had lasted a few moments longer... No harm was done, and Krat noted that her crew had all done their jobs. Some of them were slow, however, and these must be punished. She beckoned the chief tactician, a tall, burly paha. The warrior stepped toward her. He tried to maintain a proud bearing, but his drooping cilia told that he knew what to expect. Krat rumbled deep in her throat. She started to speak, but in the emotion of the moment, the Soro commander felt a churning pressure within. Krat grunted and writhed, and the paha officer fled as she panted on the velour cushion. Finally, she howled and found relief. After a moment, she bent forward to retrieve the egg she had laid. She picked it up, punishments and battles temporarily banished from her mind. In an instinct that predated her species' uplift by the timid Hul 2 million years before, she responded to the smell of pheromones and licked the birthing slime from the tiny air cracks which seamed the leathery surface of the egg. Krat licked it a few extra times for pleasure. She rocked the egg slowly in an ancient, untampered reflex of motherhood.